I begged the king so often for my freedom that at last he and his lords agreed that I need not be a prisoner any longer. However, I had to promise certain things. To help the Lilliputians in war and peace, to give 2 hours' warning before a visit to their capital, so that people could stay indoors, to be careful not to step on any Lilliputians or their animals, to carry important messages for the king if necessary, to help the king's workmen carry heavy stones, to stay in Lilliput until the king allowed me to leave. On his side, the king promised I would receive food and drink, enough for 1,724 Lilliputians. I agreed to everything at once. My chains were broken, and I was free at last. The first thing I did was visit the capital city. The people were warned so that they would not be in danger. I stepped carefully over the city wall, which was less than a meter high, and walked slowly through the two main streets. It is usually a very busy city, with shops and markets full of people, but today the streets were empty. There were crowds watching me from every window. In the middle of the city is the king's palace. The king had invited me to enter it, so I stepped over the surrounding wall into the palace garden. But unfortunately, the palace itself has walls a meter and a half high around it. I did not want to damage these walls by trying to climb over them. So I walked carefully back out of the city and into the king's park. Here, I cut down several of the largest trees with my knife and made 2 wooden boxes. When I returned to the palace with my boxes, I was able to stand on one box on one side of the wall and step onto the other box on the other side. I lay down on the ground and looked through the windows, right into the king's rooms. You cannot imagine a more beautiful place to live in. The rooms and furniture are perfect in every detail. As I was looking in, I could see the queen, surrounded by her lords and ladies. She kindly put her hand out of the window for me to kiss.